With Dan Mercier, who's the CEO here at the YMCA in downtown Saskatoon, and I appreciate you taking some time to talk about what the YMCA means to the community, the things it has to offer, and I understand you have a really great Christmas campaign coming up.
Yeah, thanks so much for being here and coming down to our health, fitness, and aquatic facility downtown. You know, we've got membership opportunities to come and try out our gym, try out our pool, and it's a no-contract type of gym membership, so people really like that. But we also do a lot of programs for the community, including things like karate and judo, you know, learn to play basketball, learn to play volleyball. Right now we're running a learn to code class that is going very well.
Wait a minute, learn to code like computer code?
Yes, exactly.
Whoa, well, the kids will love that. Well, I shouldn't say the kids will love that. That's an all ages thing.
Yeah, so that's been going really well for us. And so that's all done through a YMCA membership. And, you know, some folks maybe want a little help with that, and we don't turn anyone away here. And so we provide financial assistance if that's requested. And so that's when people give to the Y, we're able to offer that financial assistance for our memberships, for our programs, and like I said, also for before and after school care.
I wish that more people could actually be here to see the YMCA, because I've been here all morning, and in the morning you see all the kids and the families come in, and then you start to see older adults come in, and you pretty much encapsulate every demographic in the city.
Exactly. You're so right. This is a building built in 1969. It's a bit of a bunker. If you drive by, it doesn't have a lot of windows, but inside it's got a lot of community and a lot of heart, and a lot of people use our services here.
Well, and I was talking to Fred Dick, who's kind of your fitness person down here, and he was just running through all the programs that you have to offer and all the facilities. It's amazing.
Yeah, it really is. And so we're just so thankful for our membership and thankful for the reach that we can have in the community. Besides our 13 before and after school programs in Saskatoon, Warman, and Martinsville, we also run 5 child care centers, one downtown here, one in Martinsville, one in Brighton, one in Fairhaven, and one in Aspen Ridge.
I did not know that. So it's kind of an outreach.
Oh, yeah, huge. And those are those $10 a day child care. So they're incredibly important to the community. 326 kids use our child care facilities. So that's also a big part of the services we offer. We also have 3 early years family resource centers. So these are places where you can, kids with their parents can go and play. It's for kids 5 and under. And they're kind of playrooms, but they're also places for to get support with parenting, because we know parenting can be extremely isolating, or sometimes you just want to check in with someone and get some advice. And so these early child care resource centers provide everything from some parenting classes to messy crafting activities to just like sip and chat and get to know other parents to, you know, a speech pathologist will come or a PT will be there, and you can just talk to them and ask them questions about how childhood development should be going. And so we have one in Brighton, one in Fairhaven, and one in Martinsville. So people with young kids should really check those out too, because they're free.
Wow. I did not know that. Dan Mercier, who is the CEO of the YMCA, is spending some time with us just talking about the facility and what it offers. Now, we were talking about that stage in life where, you know, parents and their little ones, but also you guys have offered something extra to the other end.
Oh, to the seniors.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, we have some really dedicated folks. We have members that have been with us since the previous YMCA building. They've been coming to the Y for decades and decades. And, you know, we really wanted to give back to those folks that were 80 and older, our longtime members. And so we decided to do free membership for those 80 and older. But I want to say, like, part of the Y strategy, right, is that we want to decrease isolation. We want to help people have better core strength so they don't have those slips and falls, so they can continue to live on their own for longer, so they can continue to not maybe need to access the healthcare system as much in their senior age. So we just think this is incredibly important for the health of our community to be able to have healthy seniors. And so, yeah, you get maybe someday in the future, when you're over 80, you can come to the Y and, yeah, have a free membership.
Well, I think one thing that people overlook is that, as you said, when you're helping your older demographic stay healthy, you are keeping them out of the health system and you're keeping them out of the mental health system because, as you said, isolation can be quite a problem. And the opportunity to come on a regular basis and visit with people and stuff will keep people living happier in their homes for longer, which helps the rest of us.
Yes, exactly. So we've just had great feedback. People have been so incredibly happy. And yeah, we're ready to welcome more people. We have active aging classes and we have AquaFit and, you know, lots of different programming for seniors in our community. But really, like you said, we're open for everybody.
Well, okay. So we've dealt with the younger crowd. We've dealt with the older crowd and now the middle working age crowd too, because it's busy here over the lunch hour.
Yeah, we have lots of programming over the lunch hour as well. And right after work, we're super busy. You know, we're right downtown, a great location for people either coming to work or go sneaking out during their noon hour or coming back after work or coming in the early morning. You know, we open at 6 a.m. So, yeah, we think that being downtown is good for the downtown and good for the people who utilize downtown.
And the other thing, final thing that people may not realize about the YMCA is that it is a registered charity. So you can support, you can donate. That doesn't mean that you have to come down here and play pickleball. You can help out financially.
Yeah, exactly. So we offer subsidized membership so that families and whoever needs can access our services, as well as the other programming we do in the community. And the campaign this year is called Stronger Together, and that really encapsulates how we build a community is by helping each other out. And we've just seen tremendous support that way. It's been so wonderful for me to be able to see how much people want to support the Y and support people in the community. And then we also upped our Angel Tree program this year, and I just like to talk about that a little bit. So last year we ran a very little, just like test it out, like 35 families. This year we did, we decided to open up to our before and after school care kids and other kids that are connected to the Y. And an Angel Tree campaign is when families can say, okay, for example, I have a 4-year-old boy and he needs mitts and maybe a construction set for Christmas. And so you put a little tag on the tree and then someone else comes and says, okay, I'm going to buy those gifts for that kid. So this year we had 85 kids that were needing toys and gifts for Christmas. And we're like, oh, this is a lot. Are we going to get someone who's willing to people that are willing to purchase all this? And I would say they were all picked up within a week. It was truly amazing. We were so humbled by the folks that were calling and saying like, oh, we missed it. You know, we were here. We were ready to come pick something up. And, you know, it's asking people to do a little bit of work. They got to brave the stores and go pick out some gifts and think thoughtfully about the, you know, person that they're buying those gifts for. And we just had tremendous support. I could really see that program expanding in the future. And I just want to thank the community and thank people that have supported our Angel Tree campaign this year. And yeah, we're going to run it again next year because it's so exciting when the demand is on the giving side. You know, we know that there's lots of need in our community and we can broaden that out next year. And then we know that the people are going to meet that demand.
If you do want to get involved in the YMCA and you do want to support, what's the best way?
The best way, you could check out our website. It's new and improved and looking good. So you can check out our website or you can come down anytime and check us out. We have a lovely front desk staff here that's available anytime. So, yeah, we're so thankful for the community for continuing to support the Y and the work we do in the community.